What a mom eats is an important influence on her baby's food preferences, especially while she's nursing and even while she's pregnant. Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is here to explain. How does this happen first during pregnancy?
Yeah, this was really surprising to me, I have to say. But it turns out that the amniotic fluid, which obviously is where the baby is, that whatever the mom eats, there are substances that go into that fluid and they go into the baby and they actually start to help or to start to shape the baby's food preferences.
Wow, that's incredible. And there are actual flavors conveyed while a mom is nursing?
There are flavors that are conveyed. So I don't know if you know, it's been a while since I did nursing, breastfeeding myself, but I do remember that what surprised me about this study, I remember that there were certain foods that my doctor actually said to avoid. So things like garlic and onions and, you know, beans and things that sometimes could cause problems for the baby. Mm-hmm. But what we're finding is that it's really important for moms to eat all those foods. And the reason is that it helps to shape their tastes for the rest of their lives. So one of the studies that just appeared in that I love, it was done in Philadelphia by the Monell Chemical Senses Center. And basically they took almost 100 moms and their babies and they, you know, they put them into different groups and they had the moms drink certain vegetable juices. So they drank celery juice and beet juice and they drank V8 and these other things. And they wanted to see how did that impact what the babies ate a few months later. And they found some really interesting things.
So
they found that if they brought moms in, sometimes the babies were as young as 2 weeks of age, and they had all the moms drink the same amounts of fluid every day. So then they tracked and they also said what particular juices they liked. So they found that afterwards, that when the kids went to solid food, they tried this experiment of giving them rice cereal. And one rice cereal had no flavorings. One of them had carrot juice, which was one of the juices that the moms drank during this study period. And then the other one had broccoli in it, which is kind of like, wow, rice cereal and broccoli. I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, it was totally new to the kids. And they found that the kids who had been exposed to those vegetable flavors, particularly the carrot juice, early on were the ones who preferred the rice cereal and ate the most of it that had the carrot flavoring in it. So this is suggesting that we need to introduce these flavors and to our kids. We know that 1 out of 4 preschoolers doesn't eat any vegetables, 0, zip, which
wow.
is awful. So that it, but we're waiting too long, it appears. So if we wait until the time that they're eating solid foods, a lot of their taste preferences have already started to be established. So it's really important that we think about what we feed moms both during pregnancy and while they're nursing.
Well, what if they don't like a particular food like broccoli, and it is early on when you've introduced it, does that sort of portend bad things for the future?
Well, I think what it could say is that there are so many wonderful vegetables, you know. So I remember, like with our son many years ago, that one of the first things I fed him was sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes is a great vegetable, and there are so many, peas or another vegetable. So it may be that, and you also want to introduce one food at a time and over a period of time
right.
when you get to solid foods. But I think we're missing a lot of the opportunities to expose our children to vegetables and vegetables in ways that make them very palatable. So, you know, so it's not like saying, oh, you better eat your peas or you better eat your broccoli. It's like, how about that hummus? Or how about some of the other things that we really love and we can dip into, and it makes it a fun experience and flavorful and something that we can all enjoy.
Wasn't the timing of when the mom had the juice important too?
Very important. So what they did find is that early on, so you know, thinking about pregnancy, but this study looked at breastfeeding. So starting drinking these juices as early as possible, and you didn't have to expose the kids for very long. They looked at exposing the kids for 1 month, and they looked at exposing them for 3 months. And they found that the 1 month did just as well as the 3 months. So if new moms can start to drink some of these juices beginning at two, when their kids are 2 weeks of age, they can continue that for a month, it looks like they may help set the stage for their kids to like vegetables more when they start solid food.
And on the subject of breastfeeding, there are some other benefits for mom and baby.
There are a lot of benefits. So one of the things we know is that when women breastfeed, that they end up, it helps them to lose weight after pregnancy, and it means that it's a better body weight for mom. It also lowers the risk of obesity for babies, and it's a great way for moms and babies to bond and to kind of have that close experience. And so we know that, you know, there really are no downsides of breastfeeding. And we need to make it easier for moms, particularly those who are working, to have a safe place to breastfeed or to pump milk while they're at work, so that we can continue this really great experience.